Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Think about it.
Don't play air guitar, Iggy. Iggy's acting like he's playing the guitar.
I like it a lot, actually. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Do that.
590 The Fan KFNS. Send your emails in. Hot Shots email of the day. Lisa Ann is going to join us with her fantasy football. And I guess, Iggy, you have some questions for her, too, on behalf of Jay, since Jay got called into the rock says.
I do. I'm going to see if I can't get this picture facilitated and get it to Jay or me or Sea Monster, and then he can forward it. Yeah, she'll get it done. And I want to ask her, too, about Vivid.
What possible question could you have about Vivid that's so important?
Well, she did some work with Vivid. I just want to see what she knows of Steve Hirsch's daughter. Because I've had kind of rapport.
Why is that on your mind?
Well, I've had kind of rapport with her over the past year or so, and I'm just curious what kind of chick she is.
Very nice. I mean, real nice.
Steve Hirsch's daughter. Who the hell is Steve Hirsch, and what's his daughter doing?
You know he owns Vivid. Don't act like you don't.
I have no idea.
I have to tell you something, Iggy. I don't think there's any way in the world Nug knows who Steve Hirsch is.
And what's his daughter doing now that's got
you
concerned?
She works for the dad. She does a lot of the promotion and marketing stuff. And we've just had a rapport lately.
How did you get a rapport lately?
Well, I reached out to her for some numbers I needed from former Vivid chicks.
Uh-huh.
And we just started talking and...
So there could be some chemistry there.
Well, I'm going to ask Lisa Ann what she knows about her.
Is Lisa Ann already on the line? Seamaster texted me. She might be on the line. Is she on? See, she's there.
Yes.
You're there.
I'm eavesdropping. I've been eavesdropping for quite some time now.
Oh, yeah. Really? Was any of it very hot?
The intro music coming in, everybody's working for the weekend.
That's right.
That was pretty hot.
Yeah, Doug, that's
good,
right.
Good drop
Loverboy.
There. I like
Doug.
That. Loverboy always right. goes a long way.
Yeah, Doug, Loverboy.
Do you ever listen to Communards? We play a lot of Communards here.
I bet you're not familiar with the Communards. That's where my action is, Lisa Ann.
I am not familiar with the Communards.
Jimmy Somerville?
Yeah, you need to be.
No.
Hey, Lisa Ann, I've just been told that we have an open that I need to play, so let me do that. Here's some wonderful radio formatics. Just 1 second.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
DB's Sports Bar in Soulard presents AVN Hall of Famer, Lisa Ann.
Do you still travel the country and feature at all, or is that also in the past?
Nope, I hung up my stripper shoes as well. No more clear heels for this kid.
She's now a champion of the SiriusXM Celebrity Fantasy Football League and joins us for hashtag FFF.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's Fantasy Football Fridays.
Oh, wow.
Well, you really have carved a niche, girl. I'm proud of you.
Tweet your fantasy football questions to the real Lisa Ann using the hashtag TMASTL.
Hey, Lisa, what's up?
This is a great question.
And now, here's Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann, are you there?
Presented by DB Sports Bar in Soulard, where awesome food and drinks are served by some of the finest girls in St. Louis.
Yep, here it is, Doug. It's a chance for our listeners to interact. You can tweet at her at The Real Lisa Ann or text in 855-282-8255. You were all over some value picks last weekend who had big days in week one. I specifically remember moving some action, Doug. I waited higher. Mm-hmm. Charles Clay of the Buffalo Bills per Lisa Ann's counsel.
I feel pretty good about that pick, as well as my Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill picks. Very exciting when you make people happy in fantasy.
Nice, Doug.
Yeah, I bet you made some cash on Kareem Hunt.
Yes, and I have him in almost all my leagues. So,
do you really?
Good about that start, yes.
And you have nine teams? Is that what you have?
I have 19 teams total. And I have him, and I want to say 10. Wow. But sadly, I also have Andy Dalton in 10.
Yeah, what in the world is going on? You know, I bet the over last night on that just because, I don't know, bored. Right. And therefore, I watched the game. I mean, both of those teams offensively are an absolute mess. And still, you know, I recognize you go, well, look at the quarterbacks, but you do have two outstanding wide receivers on each one of those teams, and it seems like they've been neutered by their offenses.
Well, I think the line is really hurting in Cincy right now. That's what's really doing it. There's no time for Dalton to get rid of the ball, and there's nothing that's just forming for him. Look at Tyler Eifert. Goes out there and makes one big play, then where do we see him? On his back on the sideline getting worked on. Very concerning there with his consistent injuries. And, you know, Deshaun Watson, he's a rookie thrown into this situation. It was his 22nd birthday yesterday. I think he did really well. All things considered, we're used to seeing rookies. The common thing is when there's a panic situation, they run with the ball. Look, if you're going to draft a rookie quarterback like Cam's first 2 years, you were able to get 7 to 10 rushing touchdowns from your quarterback. So it's a matter of how much gut do you have to take the chance on a rookie quarterback, not just relying on his arms, but knowing that in panic situations, he's going to run in a couple touchdowns.
Good thing about your job is you get to watch a lot of football, and the bad thing is you have to watch a lot of football like that game last night. Some of the play was like watching paint dry,
wasn't it?
It really was, man.
Oh, my God.
What's going on around the league? I saw Kurt Warner today tweeted about how horrible the play has been the first week of the league.
Well, especially a standalone game on a Thursday night with us just chomping at the bit to see some good football, and then that's what we get, you know, just a low-scoring affair. I mean, even just looking at the points aspect in fantasy, but Andy Dalton, you know, first game, I was like, okay, let's see what he can do the second game. I think he can come out of this. Now I'm just like, okay, Andy Dalton is going to be dumped from my teams. Dumped. I'm done with you. We are officially over.
Wow. Mm. Just like that.
So who who's still out there in a lot of leagues that you
not
might be able-
many. Right now, I spent all day yesterday writing lists of potential trades with league mates. I tried to do some trades. You know what? You know, you send somebody a decent trade offer, then they send you back something that's just garbage.
Right.
Then you're mad at them for like 3 hours. You don't respond to the decline or accept. You know, it's an insulting thing to do with your friends, is just this swap meet kind of vibe of players.
I've read stories about how there are people whose full-time job is playing fantasy baseball. Could you pull that off in fantasy football, too? I know it's a full-time job to talk about it on the radio, but what about just playing fantasy football?
I would say no, and the reason why you can do it in baseball is because you have 10 times the number of games.
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you, I started playing fantasy baseball 2 years ago so that I could stay on air all year long. I am still in third place in the season-long league against the host. Last year, I finished in last place. Mm. Fantasy baseball is not easy. It's every single day you're setting your lineup. You're finding out who's playing, who's not playing. It is an absolute nightmare with weather. Mother Nature plays. She's like the third team involved in each game. I mean, it's just so intense, but you can make a living of it, and the way people make a living of it is entering into some big DFS contests. We have quite a few hosts on SiriusXM Fantasy who have won the Million Maker, you know, so they've done
really?
This big, yeah, wow. yeah. They live for this stuff. You got to throw in big money. You're not going to win the million on a dollar.
Let me ask you this, Lisa Ann. Do these guys, because I'm aware of the sites, I'm sure you are as well, where you build your rosters and they're running algorithms, or these guys build their own algorithms. Is that what these guys do who win the Millionaire Maker? Or are they just like, oh, I'm going to put this, they're going to build their own? How do they do it?
It's a little bit of both, believe it or not. You know, there's a couple guys used to work in the stock market that are very good at fantasy sports because they understand patterns.
Game theory.
Yeah, they just go in and look at it in a purely numeric sense. They go through the past 3 years of history. They look at, they consider everything as if they're putting together a portfolio, and they pick good teams. The algorithm aspect is being eliminated by the fact that a lot of these sites now are not allowing multiple entries. The algorithms worked when you could put in 20,000 entries. So, like, there was a documentary that was awesome. These college students overseas knew nothing about our football, but they would collect money and they'd get $40,000 from their all their fellow students. They'd put in $40,000 in lineups using algorithm, and they'd win the $1 million, and they'd split it back up. So these sites have caught on to that, and they've eliminated the multi-entries.
Huh. So who's out there this week? Who are some sleepers that people could pick up?
So well last week that now, because of that, we're going to come knocking on your door every Friday here. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, let's look at this super tasty matchup. Tampa Bay on another week's rest, really chomping at the bit to play. They've been on Hard Knocks. They want to get out there. They're playing Chicago. Chicago is the team that just gets riddled by injuries every single year. Kevin White, I think his bones are made of glass. He's now broken again. I would look at Tariq Cohen. I actually paid $577 of my $1,000 fab dollars in a league to pick up Tariq Cohen, because in that league I lost David Johnson and Danny Woodhead. So I have no running backs till week four because Doug Martin, I have him sitting there waiting for a suspension to end. So Tariq Cohen's going to be a big play this week in Chicago, but I'm looking for action in that Tampa Bay game. Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, Cameron Brate, Jameis Winston, all I think going to have big, big, big days.
You think Cohen will get playing time over Jordan Howard, who's kind of hurt, but a lot of people picked Jordan Howard really early in their drafts. And
Doug, do you know anybody who did that?
I did it twice.
I know. I've done it twice, too, and I've done it multiple years in a row where then like I've been like, why did I do this to myself again? I do think Tariq Cohen will be put in there in the red zone opportunities. He's just a shiftier player. He also can catch some balls out of the backfield. So I think he has a skill set that is different than Jordan Howard, and he's going to be utilized because they need to save Jordan Howard for the entire season. So it's going to be a shared backfield, but I think most of the points are going to come in Tariq Cohen's hands.
Now, when you pick a quarterback, how do you go about doing that? Because you never really know who's going to go off and have a big game.
You don't, but you got to look at the wide receivers, then you got to look at the backup, the matchup. So who's going to be covering that receiver? Who's going to be blanketing him? I mean, look, we saw Gronk last Thursday night get completely held back by Eric Berry. Eric Berry not being in the picture anymore for Kansas City is definitely going to hurt them, but you can say it can be done, and Eric Berry has shut down Gronk before. So I look at my wide receivers, I look at the corners covering them, and then I see what potential I have with the quarterback.
After you saw the Patriots kind of struggle, you think differently at all about that team with all the wide receivers, and Brady kind of looked like he was 40 years old in that game against Kansas City?
I don't. I think that was just purely an example of the sadness of the fact that none of these players want to risk playing in the preseason. And the preseason is there for a reason. It's a warm-up time. And I think a lot of the players that didn't play in much preseason went out there for week one and played like it was preseason.
Okay, so we can stop panicking about all the Patriots that we drafted.
Don't panic about the Patriots. Are you kidding me? I think this week is going to be a monster week for the Patriots. I mean, it'll be a shootout going up against New Orleans. That's going to be a really high-scoring fantasy affair, but I don't see the Patriots folding anytime soon. They're just a juggernaut. We all know it.
I know you were in Vegas last week. I don't know if you were there last Sunday. Were you back in Southern California on Sunday?
I was.
Did you go to the Rammies?
I know. I like to watch all the games at home. You know, when you leave to go see a game in fantasy, I miss so much. And
yeah.
Now I have a Sunday night show as well as a Monday night show on Sirius.
Good
so
for you.
I get to recap the games. So, yeah, no, I made sure I was home Sunday morning. I made sure I was watching every single game. Then I watched the shortcuts at night. I just like to have my moment alone.
Well, the reason I was asking you that, Lisa Ann, is there are some games that strike me as very obvious high-scoring games. You made reference to the Patriots-Saints shootout Sunday Night Football this weekend. You would think the Falcons and Packers would fall under that umbrella.
Yep.
I agree with you on the Buccaneers game. Here's one that I think has high potential, and it will be right there in Southern California again with the team damn near everybody here in St. Louis hates, the Rams, with McVay in that offense. And you know that Gruden likes to try to throw the ball around with Kirk Cousins. I think that play could be kind of a, using game theory again, going against the public. I think that game has high scoring potential. And you want to talk about a quarterback that may have value being picked up. It sounds very odd, but I think Jared Goff. Where do you come in on that game? And as much as I hate to ask, the Rams offense.
I completely agree with everything that you've said. And look, it's been great to see Jared Goff actually look like the quarterback that he was drafted to be. Cooper Kupp is his favorite little target. And I picked up Cooper Kupp late in some drafts. Just stash him on my bench and see what would happen. I think he is available in quite a few leagues. I think he's worth picking up. And I know it's hard for you guys to accept this, but the Rams are going to win a game or two this year.
Yeah, they got one. Last year. Yeah, it just is a different style of offense that they have. Yeah. They're, now, they, of course, they're playing the Colts, and that might be an absolute mess. But what do you think about that Cardinals situation? Cardinals and Colts this weekend. No David Johnson, and people are going, where are the touches going to go in the backfield for Arizona? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's going to be a shared backfield for sure, and that's concerning to everybody. But if you're looking at the receivers, look, J.J. Nelson got it together last week, and even though John Brown is listed ahead of J.J. Nelson, right behind Larry Fitzgerald, I see J.J. Nelson as the more consistent receiver and also the healthier, more consistent receiver. Remember, John Brown deals with health issues here and there and takes him a little bit longer to heal because of his sickle cell situation. So I'm looking at J.J. Nelson there. But did you notice during that game, once David Johnson went out the first time, which, by the way, he got the wind knocked out of him really big time that first hit. And then they put him back in two plays later. I strongly believe that he got injured that two plays later because he still didn't have his head wrapped around the fact that he was back in the game. They put him back in there too quickly. His bell was definitely rung. Maybe it wasn't a concussion, but that's not the point. They rushed him back. Then after he was injured, it seemed like the whole team was in panic. It looked like Carson Palmer was just still wanted to go to the sideline and cry for an hour. I mean, that game just fell apart.
That's another team that moved out of St. Louis. We're not real happy about that either.
I'm so sorry.
That's why I ask about them. Lisa Ann, outside of the one play you gave us with Tariq Cohen, anybody else, like in the 3,000 range, when I'm talking DraftKings anyway, and that with a three in front of them, where you're going, God, I just spent a bunch of money on Antonio Brown and whoever else, and I got to get a cheap play who's going to give me some points. You were on it last week. Give me a couple of those if you could, if you could.
I haven't really looked at pricing yet this morning. You know, I'm on the West Coast. I get up very early.
Right. You do. We appreciate that.
But I would look into Kenny Golladay, who I still think is going to be cheap because he's listed behind Marvin Jones Jr. You know, he had another big day last week, and he had a big preseason, and he's another player that I drafted around the round 13, 14 because I could see his potential. And because he's listed behind Marvin Jones Jr., he is a little bit less expensive. So I would be looking at him. Defense, of course you're going to take Carolina's defense up against Buffalo. All season you should be playing anybody's defense against Buffalo that you can. And I think this Jacksonville-Tennessee game is going to be really a great game to watch. Jacksonville's defense, no joke. They showed us last week. They're going to show us again this week. They've got it together.
Some of us are feeling pretty good about drafting Ezekiel Elliott real early when it looked like he might be suspended. Do you think he's primed to have a huge season?
I hope that his ego just propels him to have the greatest season ever because I drafted him very high as well.
Oh, did you?
And being that he's walking this tightrope, you know, the NFL wants to appeal and they want to rush all of this. This is America. Do you know how behind our court system is? This is not a high priority situation. Let's just move on and let the kid play for the 16 weeks this year. Don't you agree?
Well, especially since we drafted him. Yeah, I might think differently if I hadn't picked him.
Also, because what are the Cowboys going to do with Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden? They're going to try and patch them together and make one Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out too well.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay. Like, we're not taking questions.
I am taking questions.
When I was eavesdropping, I'm blown away. I did not know that Steve Hirsch had a daughter.
Iggy, this is your cue.
Well, and I messed up. I said daughter, but it's actually his sister.
Yeah, Marcy.
Marcy. Because I was like, I know he has a son, but I was like, because it was weird when he had a son. So you know, there's this thing they call the porno curse. And every producer, director, and company owner in the business that has kids only has daughters.
Really?
And when Steve Hirsch, 24 years ago, had his son with Ginger Lynn, by the way, that's
good fun fact. Good fun fact.
He had that son, we were all like, wait a minute, he's supposed to only have daughters, so he's the only one to have a son. Yes, everyone has daughters, and it's mind-blowing because they're dealing with other people's daughters in the industry, and I always thought that was amazingly shocking. Some of them have four or five. They keep trying to have another kid to have a son, still another daughter.
Yeah, I misspoke when I said daughter.
Marcy, and you're friends with Marcy.
Marcy's a doll. I go in and see her every couple of months when I visit Christie Canyon.
Doug, Iggy's friends with Christie Canyon as well.
She's lovely. She is one of the coolest women I met in my entire career.
Yeah, Iggy, you're friends with her, aren't you?
I am. I talked to Christie about a week ago.
Did you? What were you talking about?
Well, we're trying to get her on the air, and we came up with some times, and she goes, I got to take my kid to school, so it's going to have to be taped. It'll never happen live because she's got to
Maybe she'll be on the podcast with me and Larry and Plowboy.
You know what? I should teach Marcy how to set up her device. They have the same setup as I have.
You sound like you are right here in the studio with us, Lisa Ann.
I should go into studio and I should plug in your IP address so Christy can have a direct connection to record with you guys.
Yeah, Iggy's wanted to talk to her for a while. What else? You wanted to ask her something else. Oh, about the picture, right?
Yeah, you were going to send a picture of your feet to Jay last week.
That's right.
You
know what? At 5:30 today, after my long day of just talking fantasy football, I'm going for a mani-pedi. So I should take a little
Plowboy, you got really excited about
that. Yes, I will take a picture of my fresh toes and send it your way.
Nice. Okay. Hook that off.
And I want to thank you, too, for the signed book for Gobble Bowl. I appreciate that.
You got it. Who's going to win this bowling tournament?
Probably Iggy himself.
I retired. I'm not bowling anymore.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we gave away your ball. Lisa Ann, we always enjoy having you on. Have a great weekend. And I guess Jay and Iggy and Plowboy will look forward to the picture of your freshly pedicured toes this afternoon.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all the games. Okay?
Thank you. Right back at you. Lisa Ann, brought to you by DBs. You know what she really is? She is a delight.
A delight.
She really is.
Right, a delight.
She's a
person.
Great guest, and she's like infinitely more knowledgeable than us.
Even in her videos, like she'll later.
Okay.
Well, later in a career.
Have to do with fantasy
later
football.
In the career, she started doing some POVs, and she's just so bubbly.
Clip
so much
off.
Fun.
Off if you could.
Oh, so she's completely out of that business now, is that right? She's completely done.
I guess.
Yeah, I think she's talked about maybe being open. I bet she makes a return.
I think so.
Because now she would have a bigger appeal because she's making her name in fantasy football. And a lot of people who have no interest in Stag, I don't know who that is, but a lot of people who do, would be like, oh, I can watch the girl that I listen to give me fantasy football advice. Kind of a little intriguing thing.
I think it makes it interesting, more interesting and more fun to watch videos when you know the person or you've talked to the person.
No, it kind of works the other way for me.
Does it?
Yeah.
No, I dig it.
Yeah. Like Caden Cross, you know, now that we're kind of like, I don't know, have a rapport of some form. It's not like we're friends or anything. I'm like, I can't. That's like a, you know, it's like a buddy.
I can get that. I get that too.
You know, so I don't know. Plowboy, does that impact you with Manuel?
No, more so, you know, me and Ariana Marie, you know, and Jack of Spain.
How do you handle that? Because you guys did hang out. You visited the Arch together, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great. It was really
so one of my... Is that awkward for you to watch her?
No, actually, when I watch game tape of her, it's actually still rather hot, so it doesn't affect me at all.
Good for you.
You can picture, like, Tori Black. We got done, and I watched some Tori Black, and I'm thinking to myself, I was sitting, like, 2 inches from this broad.
And so was Biff.
Well, I'd try to keep him out of my fantasies. But.
Was that the one with all the tattoos?
No, oh, that's all of them.
No, that's Bonnie Rotten.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she was not receptive to
feet. She had her standards.
She did.
Yeah, God forbid you'd let somebody touch your feet.
And what a great fun fact it is, as you know, Doug, that she was married to Jack Spade, who is now the husband of Ariana Marie. Isn't that?
I never saw it coming. I did not think that would ever happen.
That's a certain upgrade for Jack of Spades.
Do you think so? You think Ariana Marie is an upgrade from Bonnie Rotten?
Not only way more attractive, in my opinion, but also a lot cooler. And Bonnie Rotten was kind of turned off with the whole weird crowd. I think Ariana Marie
just attacked
embraced.
The audience. You just attacked the audience.
No, but they know they're weird. And I embrace weird. I love it.
She wouldn't sign autographs for those guys outside either.
Really? Is that right? I didn't see that.
When Plowsy and I were out there doing the post game.
Yeah.
And there were like maybe 10 guys out there. And Bonnie, can you sign this? You'll have to come over to the place and pay.
Mm.
That just turned me off.
Doug, do you sign in public or do you make people meet you at the Hustler Club?
Yeah, usually the latter. I haven't got time to sign outside a bar in Fenton. Are you kidding me?
Hey, we'll be at a bar at off Dorset come on Thursday. It's Bud Select presenting another TMA Live Thursday, September 21st at Hot Shots on Dorset. Hot Shots, the sponsor of the email of the day. Hot Shots, the great sponsor of our email of the day. One of the things, you know, Anna Marie's kind of taking it over, and I'm not happy about it. But she takes the young tyke downstairs into the basement. And I kind of felt like when we were building that thing, when Elysium Restoration and Design was building it, that would be my place. And I don't know what's going on, but I've lost control. But it is like having a separate home. They did such an incredible job. Part of me would like to show pictures of it
No.
But as you know, and not to say, hey, look, but because I know it would help Elysium Restoration and Design if people could see what they did. And it sucks that I know that I can, but it would be a problem. You know what I mean? But and then when I was talking about this with Chris from Elysium Restoration Design, he was over at the house a couple days ago, and he goes, yeah, Jason and I were talking about it, but we figured you probably didn't want to do that. And I said, yeah, and it sucks because you guys did such great work, but then it leads to, for whatever reason, an odd thing. You know what I mean?
The listeners are forensic experts.
It's not about forensic experts. It's about, oh, I wish I had this, or I wish I had this.
Oh, you'll get that nice
to
be?
Yeah, but it's like the cat one time. So yeah, had a flight to New York. Like, oh, wow, how nice is that? And it's like, well, how else do you get to New York?
I posted a picture that I took from like my coffee table, and I always put a nice cloth, not a tablecloth, but I cover the table when I'm eating. And that's the first thing they pointed out. Anybody notice that tablecloth that he had on there? It had all these little flowery designs. But that wasn't the point of the picture.
I think the cat actually, I think this was when I first started working on the show, took a picture of a toy that he took away from Tyler, or it was something that Tyler gave him. And it was just this really still shot on a kitchen counter. And the first comment was, oh, nice granite countertops.
Yeah, I mean, when I took a shot of me holding Jameson while doing the show, when I was doing the show from my house in my basement, Elysium Restoration and Design, immediately the granite countertops and stainless steel refrigerator were pointed out as if I took the picture not to show but to show the granite countertop.
I noticed the cute baby and the beard is what I noticed.
Yeah, Doug, this beard, I'm telling you, it's a whole thing. But Anna Marie really doesn't, and she really doesn't like the fact that I haven't shaved my head. But I don't know about the whole thing with shaving the head but then growing the beard.
How's the head coming?
Well, it's lopsided. It's asymmetrical. Well, it's been doing that for about 40 years.
I'm just talking about the hair.
Oh.
Not the skull.
Here, you see. Here.
Not the cranium proper.
I was stunned to see that I have hair. I have a hairline. I didn't know that I did because I haven't let my hair grow in like 10 years.
Yeah,
but see, it's super thin on top. And she goes, yeah, but when you shave your head, you can think that you have hair because you clearly have stubble there.
Right.
I said, well, I don't really care, you know. So I don't know.
But you gotta do one or the other. You can't do the bald head and beard, I don't think.
Some guys do that. I feel like, but I never bick it. I clipper it. So I don't know. I don't know. Popboy, what do you think? Because you grew a mustache and it really was a hit.
Mustache mullet combo. Don't forget those two things go perfect.
I can't.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I mean, I guess actually, male pattern baldness does not impact that hair. So theoretically, I could just grow a mullet and then be
ponytail.
That could be sharp.
I would
that would really help me win the PGA Championship.
If I were you, a thick beard with a completely shaved head. Because all the badasses, whether it be in the UFC
or football.
But I'm
5'8", 160.
Well, when you take selfies, you can kind of make it look like maybe you're 6 foot.
Once you hit 30, you're not taking a lot of selfies, unless you're a quote-unquote model.
And I think I saw your twin at the gym this morning, or it might have been you. I'm not for sure.
No, I wasn't at the gym this morning.
Oh, it was a carbon copy of Tim.
Sound like you're excited about it.
Well, I was excited because I thought I saw it. You know, doing.
Are you working out in the morning?
Oh God, I shouldn't do a show prep in the Lumina. That time I work out.
You just saw someone walk.
So you were so you were smoking weed in the parking lot, and a guy walked into the gym. Is that essentially what this is?
Yeah, basically. And it looked exactly like you. And he looked taut and rewarding. And he did have the beard with the fully shaved head.
Did he?
So I think that's the look you should go with. All right. That's just my opinion, though.
Yeah, I disagree.
What do you think the play is, Iggy?
Just shaved head and shaved face.
Oh, so you want me to shave the beard?
Yeah, you look.
Wow, you and Anna Marie. Anna Marie.
I like the fresh look.
Okay. Doug just.
You'd like any look that Tim has.
No, he just said he didn't like the beard.
Well, but he's being just as nice as he can be.
Hey, Doug, if I trim my B-sack up real nice, like, and stretch it out flat like a canvas, will you please sign at Dorset next Thursday? Thanks. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ball Sack.
No, it's too wrinkled.
Called the Batwing.
Yeah, I know what it's called, Palsy.
Do you have to work next? Do you have anchoring? Or can you stay for the whole thing?
As of right now, I don't, but that can change any
Well,
minute.
You can come by the patio afterwards. You and Tim.
Iggy's having a thing.
Yeah. Gooby Lovin. I may invite some CJ6. I'm not going to discriminate against the groups.
Yeah, that's kind of like Crips and Bloods in the same spot. Guys, the whole hashtag bless shtick gets super tired when it's broken down to just basic everyday things. Drinking your hand on a beach posted to Facebook, yes, you're a douche. Taking a picture with a significant other while on vacation, not a big effing deal. Doug, that's Juan from PP Corp.
That's what Facebook is. Don't get frustrated. That's just what it is. It's just people kind of sharing snapshots of their life. Don't get mad about it. If you really upset you, then block them. Unfriend them.
There are what are like so blatantly obvious brags that I do understand it. But I don't think anybody like honestly thought that I was like, hey, take a look at how nice my basement is, but I'm going to hold a picture of my son while I'm broadcasting the show to make it look like that's the reason why I'm taking the picture. It was a dumb picture. I looked horrible, and I'm holding my son while doing the show because it's not like we're sleeping 12 hours a day. So
that's just people giving you a hard time, though.
Right.
There's not people really upset about it. I know that.
And like I said, it was a joke. That was a joke. But there are pictures where it's like obvious attention whoring. And I have to tell you, personally, that is a turnoff. That I don't post about
unfriending.
It.
Unfriending!
Well, I usually do. I unsubscribe. But it's like very obvious, and it's an undesirable trait. I don't post. I don't say, hey, obvious attention whoring. I just go, oh, that's attention whoring, and now I know that's in that person's repertoire. That's what I'm saying.
The perfect ones. Hey, guys, I'm going to Tahiti. Any bar recommendations? Well, Google it.
Don't just let us know
you're going to Tahiti. Good for you.
Tim, along those lines, are you going to the St. Louis U High Scholarship Foundation Golf Classic at Bogey Club on September 28th? If so, I'll see you there. Thanks, Patrick Immaculata.
Okay, Patrick, back off a little bit. Are you going to that? You're not going to that?
I am not going to that. Right. I don't think South City people are allowed at the Bogey Club.
I don't think so.
I think that
is that the one with only just a handful of members?
Plowboy?
Yeah, Doug, you're right.
Okay, I thought that was the one that just had just a couple of members, just a few.
That's a noonday club.
It's a what?
I don't even know if it's still there. It used to be the noonday club.
What's noonday club, baby?
I don't know. I used to be a waiter there.
So what were they doing there at noon?
They would have their meetings and lunch, and you'd wait on them, and they were kind of like St. Louis Country Club people.
Big tippers?
It was all included.
Guys, the phone line's not working. What's up with that? This is Biff, and I have a poem. Sad I can't call in. So is something wrong with the phone line, Seamaster? Text me to let me know. In the meantime, I'll tell you about that.
Go ahead, Lisa.
It all depends. Larry had an issue, but Mike Lee didn't the other day.
Really?
So it might be service. We're not for sure. But it works sometimes. Biff, we're sorry.
If and when I do shave, it will be with Harry's razors. I was shaving, and then ever since the young tyke was born, I have not. But I love the clean, smooth shave. And you can get that with Harry's razors. Save time and money with Harry's. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trim blade, a rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And we've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/insidestl to get it now. harrys.com/insidestl. Get it now. Get started with your Harry's free trial offer today. All you do is cover just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/insidestl. Doug, harrys.com/insidestl. Okay. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
There's another way you could save money to buy all the Harry's razors you could possibly want, and that's to refinance your mortgage.
What?
You're saying, well, where, what, how, who? Well, Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert Team.
Yeah, you're right.
He would show you how to do it, how to save tons of money, and your razor purchases won't be any worry at all. Almost 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and they have less than $1,000 in their bank account. That's kind of sad. I guess I'm in there. Home Loan Expert Team can help you save a few $100 a month and skip a few months of mortgage payments. So let them help you stop living paycheck to paycheck. Ryan Kelly and his team can show you how with a refinance of your home, especially if you've got a rate in the 4s or 5s. You can dip down in the 3s now and save yourself a ton of money over the life of your loan. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard, and the reason for that is so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? I'll give the number now. Call Ryan at 314-7...
What?
I'll give the number now. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700, or you can visit them online at thehomeloanexpert.com. That's Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert.
Biff, the Seamaster says the phone lines are working.
So, try it again, Biff.
855-282 855-282-8255. The Cat will be on the road next week. It's brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Four Seasons Penske Truck. Just look for the big gold truck and the plowboy. You love that Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Boys, blue season is about to begin. Doug, I know you're ready for hockey season to start up.
Yeah. Training camp opens today.
Correct. And the Post Sports Bar and Grill is having an opening night open bar party on Wednesday, October 4th, starting 30 minutes before puck drop and ending at the final whistle. Open bar includes a buffet of pizzas, nachos, salads, chicken strips, cookies, domestic beers, and well drinks. Sounds like right up my alley. Yeah. Before and after the open bar portion of the evening, you can enjoy $2 domestics and wells, $3 you call it. And the Maplewood and Creep Core locations will be giving away a trip to Vegas that evening. Get your tickets for the Blues opening night open bar event at the Post today. Sign up at thepostup.com/events. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends.
There it is. There it is. And there it is.
Okay. Be nice to stay posted.
Hey, you don't happen to have the Burley Cutler Cuts of the Week, do you? I think he does. Doug, let's look back
Didn't
on the
we
week
hear,
it was.
We heard the something earlier, yeah. But this is different.
Right. That was Ricky's drop, so this is Burley Cutler.
Okay.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
Jump on the Cardinals over the Padres train, I say. Make some money with your small listeners' brains. Fantasy. Hooters chicks are what we all do dream about. Putting curly fries on their boobs,
hey.
We all do dream about.
No, we don't.
Cut two.
I am a respected member of the community here, and I have been labeled with a foot fetish. I have what is...
Oh, wait, is that a picture of you online with a bunch of feet in your face?
Oh,
that would be him.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I made it all the way out there. Did it?
I've never seen him blush before. Yes, that's me.
Cut three.
You think it's easy having a 2.5-year-old and a wife that's 8 months pregnant?
Yeah, I've been there and done that.
She's horny as hell.
Really?
Now, they told us with our last kid that we should have a bunch of sex and not pull out.
Cut four.
You can see me. I'm in the front. I'm driving you to London.
Just hearing you breathe in my ear sends shivers down my spine.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
You too. You too, Samantha.
Hell. How is that any different from the doll we had 20 years ago where you pull the string and it just utters a bunch of sentences?
Well, I think this one you can bang, can't you?
Cut five.
Once you get south of Jeff City, it's nothing but bobs.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Barrels aren't bottoms. Party coves full of them, Doug.
Of men who bottom?
Yes. There's bobs running all over down there, Doug. I had a place down on the Grand Wayon for 5 years.
Old money.
I was hit on more than those pellets you dropped for the carpet, Bagnell Dam.
By old Hoosier men?
Yes.
Cut six.
All I wanted to do was to show some love to these two historical head coaches. Hopefully, Lord. I'll have another chance.
And Sergio also notes today on his tweet, God bless America. Sergio, gracias, mi amigo.
Oh, please. You know, nobody thought he meant disrespect. People just thought he was lousy.
See, the main thing is covering the football game, unless I'm...
And he seemed to think it was about him and his
Watch
historic
him now
night.
On the screen.
Okay.
Cut seven.
My pleasure, Larry, but you know what we got to do before we hang up here, brother? You got to do a big hole with me. Ready?
You're going to hole, Larry. Hole like you mean it, kid. Let's go, baby. Ho!
That's some good hoeing.
Thank you.
Some good hoeing. Thank you.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan there.
One of the greats.
Wouldn't it have been more appropriate for him to come out with a hacksaw than with a 2x4?
Good question. Could have been used by Mr. Fuji against him, though, if you think about it. Probably a smart
It'd be
strategy.
Nice to have a hacksaw in the ring. You could do some damage with that. That'll cut through just about anything.
Biff says, nope, phone line not working. Guess Cam Wex cut your line again. Let's go to RJ on the appliance discounter phone lines and see if the phone line is working. Is RJ there? Plow. There's no RJ.
No, RJ's not there. These phone lines, I don't know about
that. The Seamaster says Mike Lee is getting through just fine.
I love it because we have caller ID right here, and you can see his
name. Oh, really? Look at that,
who
Doug.
Who's calling? Yeah. And is Biff calling?
In the new studio, will I be able to call the callers up? I hope so.
Well, you can actually. What's great is we can also have a call screen in front of you. I can call somebody right here on the board, and then we can get them up in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, but I think is whoever's running point for each individual show needs to be able to, you know,
Oh, we can incorporate.
But yeah. I didn't know if we're going to have that over there, because right now I can't, right? And I realize this is at the podcast studio.
Yeah, we have, I do believe they're setting up phone lines anyways in the main studio.
Oh,
so.
sweet action. Sweet action. Hey, sweet action. Sweet okay. action. Hey. Pretty funny that I did that.
Yeah, that was nice. Nice rapping.
Thank you. DraftKings game already has, damn near 200 people signed up? Is that what I said? That's insane.
Yeah, he said there's a little over 200.
We might have to go to 400. We have 203 people already signed up. Week one is in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that's totally free to enter. Pick'em is the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football. Drafting your team is faster than ever. DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code quarterback to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code quarterback to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Doug, see DraftKings.com for
okay.
details.
When I want the tails, that's exactly where I'll go.
Yeah,
DraftKings.com.
Probably.
I didn't even check to see if I won the $1 billion in that first week.
Maybe you did.
I assume I would have been notified if I
had. Yeah, there probably would have been a story on it somewhere.
Okay. Did anybody win? Did you see that?
I doubt it. That's why they do the contest.
Yeah, I didn't think they would.
It's not easy.
I have a dilemma. Can you help me with this?
Sure, I'd be happy to help you.
Tuesday. 1 o'clock is my, Jay and I are playing our round of 8 match to cut it to the final 4 for the TMA.
Head-to-head against Jay?
No. I'm playing Jonathan Deal. Jay's playing Kenny Walker. We're just playing in the same group.
Oh, okay.
Kenny Skywalker.
In my first 2 matches, though, I've worn the white pants. And they're kind of good luck. Yeah. You know, if I win, okay, yeah. I'm going to wear the white pants again.
Why wouldn't you keep going with it? I realize it's after
Labor Day.
That's my dilemma. It's after, you know, I try to be a fashionista.
Right.
After Labor Day, you're not supposed to wear the white pants, even though Tuesday is going to be 90 degrees. Do I wear the white pants because they're good luck pants, or it's after Labor Day? I have to go with another color.
I think you wear the white pants, baby. Yeah. Like, I wore pants when I played Jay. Still think I won. People are reviewing it. And I did that because it shaved strokes off my game. And I knew there'd be criticism of it, but I knew that those pants would help shave strokes off my game.
Oh, you look good in the black and black.
Okay, stop it.
With the Gary Player look.
You should wear these white pants because it's in your head. You're wondering, well, geez, should I give up my lucky pants? So that's the last thing you want to do. You wear those white trousers, and you wear them proudly, and maybe you'll get in the head of your opponent.
I'm wearing white pants. Deal, look out.
Who are you playing?
Jonathan Deal.
Doug, what do you know about his game?
Well, at times he'll get in the fairway on his drive. Other times he'll leak his shot a little bit. He's scoring well when his short game is on point.
Nice.
If he can make his putts, he'll give you a run for your money. If he's playing poorly, I think you'll beat him.
Thanks.
That'll do it. Back to you, Steve.
No, I better figure my short game out, or it could be 10-8.
Let's not worry about Kenny. Let's worry about Iggy. In fact, you're Kenny too, aren't you?
How'd you play yesterday? What was your score?
We stopped keeping score after Cletus just started keeping the...
We had a lot of bets going yesterday, Doug.
Yeah, all the presses he was keeping. There was no room on the scorecard, so we just stopped marking down scores.
I can't follow it. We might have won. We might have lost. I have no idea.
He said we won 13
It was me and Tony Messenger
know.
Against Iggy and Cletus. And I don't know. Yeah. I paid. Did you get paid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Tony's good
I want people that I like when people pay their debts. Yeah,
not a
Lannisters.
Lot of money,
I don't want to think that hard about
I can't follow it because the minute my putt goes in, Cletus goes, you're pressed. And I'm just like, okay, I have no idea what's going on. I'll just focus on my game. And ideally, if I par or birdie, I know we'll... No, I don't know if I'll par if I'll win, but if I birdie, I know we'll win the hole.
You don't want one guy to take control of everything, and only one guy knows the rules.
Especially when the guy, I think, had a taste. Did he had a nip of the cooking sherry?
He went back to the van after 9 to refill the...
Doug, you ever go back to a van to...
To refill?
His wine Gatorade thing there.
I don't think Tony Messenger knew what goes on with Cletus when he goes out there to try and get his putting stroke down. And I said, yeah, he enjoys having some wine while he plays to help his putting. Because he noticed that things were getting a little wacky on the back nine.
That's what happens.
Yeah. He's got a cart at his place. He lives at Four Seasons.
Lodge of the Four Seasons.
Okay. In his cart is a coffee cup that he uses for wine.
Nice.
This is Lodge of the Four Seasons?
Yeah. Lodge of the Four Seasons over there in off of Olive.
He just gave you a snarky answer.
Well, where's Four Seasons?
It's just right off of Olive.
It's kind of by Pauly Matos. It's kind of by Pauly Matos.
It's a country club. Well, it's a private club.
What's the difference?
It sounds kind of snooty to me.
No, I'm not going to say.
She has romantic, she has family, and she has also sexy modes.
Okay.
Sorry.
I've not been there. That's one I've missed.
Yeah, it's just a nine-hole course.
Nine-hole
country clubs?
Four Seasons.
It's a small It's a small little club. Cletus lives on one of the holes, and when I need work on my game, I'll go over there, and we work on the short game, and chip balls from his backyard onto the green.
You're
there.
Supposed to pay.
Pay what?
Pay to use that course.
No, we're just chipping.
Well, I bet they'd run you off if they caught you.
No, the head pro knows me, so he welcomes me with open arms.
Who's the head pro?
I don't know him. He knows me. I don't know who he is.
All right.
Tim, just to remind you, you still owe Iggy money. That's from the Fulton's Finest. That's right. I do owe you money. What do I owe you for the Lady Gaga tickets? Because I think I actually have cash on me. I hardly ever have cash on me.
Oh, my God. Well, you probably got that much. 89 and 20 for, so 109, 218.
218, Tim.
Now I owe you $39.
Oh, just do it all at once. I'm not going to remember that.
Do you have Venmo?
There's your 218.
No, that's 180. Do you have Venmo?
No.
Doug, did you just throw in money? Oh, you kept the 100 for yourself.
Yeah, but I think he saw it. I think he saw it, so I passed it on to him.
And then you said, there's your 218. I respect that.
Yeah.
You have Venmo, PayPal?
No.
All right, there you go. Now I owe you 39. I don't like not having... I like paying right away.
I'll give you a buck and you owe me 40. How about that?
Nice. This is a great deal. Okay. I'll be carrying around a dollar today.
You go ahead and give him that.
Well, is this all the cash you have? I don't need the money right now.
But I mean, I just want to, because you bought the tickets like 5 months ago.
Oh, I know. Beer cast paid.
Go ahead and send this dollar over his way. Here you go, Tim. Here's your dollar. Right.
And Doug actually gave me the dollar. I see.
Yeah, well, it's 100.
Why don't I just give you this back and you owe me 240?
Okay.
Nice. I'm making money off not paying my debt.
That was from when? What was the debt from?
Lady Gaga tickets.
Oh.
I'm not even sure we're going to go. I hope we can go.
Oh, I hope so. Well, you'll have no problem getting rid of the tickets, and you'll probably make some money because I've already seen General Admission on StubHub for like $800.
800?
Is that what we have, General Admission?
On the floor, yeah.
Wow. Oh, so man, I did a nice little investment with you. You need to be part of the Tam Avenue Capital Partners.
$800 a ticket?
On StubHub, yeah. Now you can probably find them cheaper.
In Doug's head, he goes, I would sell those.
Well, yeah. Whoa, yeah.
Tim, no one over the age of 45 has Venmo. They're old hags. Thanks. That's from the River to Pair Yacht Captain.
Knock it off, Captain.
I don't even know what Venmo is.
I've tried for a month that my parents get on that.
It's so, especially when you pay your gambling debts, you know, like your golf gambling debts. Biff, back again. Phone still not working. Doug and Iggy, are you still playing Social House Golf Tournament with me Monday? This is Biff. And he structured it like it was a poem, but honestly, I don't think anything rhymed.
You got both of our texts. Why don't you just text us so you get both of our numbers? Yes, I'm looking forward to playing Biff.
Yeah.
Who else is in your foursome?
Biff and some dude he knows.
I don't know.
You're going to see some fun in games.
Is it just me, or I just can't picture Biff swinging a golf club?
I don't think he'll be swinging the golf club much.
Okay. I don't know. I would assume that he is.
I just think he wanted to be there for this, and the only way you could is to get a foursome, so I think he'll be sitting in the cart quite a bit, which is fine.
I don't know.
Stop being so hard on yourself, Tim. I liked your refrigerator. I liked your countertop, but I love your beard. You got to have that beard. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife.
Yeah, I was going to just guess that's who it was.
Of course it is, yeah. Her husband's already offered to stretch out the sack proper and have it signed. That's who she's dealing with, so it's not surprising that she's...
Well, you and Ballsack get General Admission tickets, and you can hang out with Timmy. Just find him on the floor.
I'll be looking for lesbianism. That's what I'll be doing.
You'll see some.
You
God,
won't.
I like that.
When's the last time you went to any public event and lesbianism breaks out?
Dinah Shore. I was at the Dinah Shore earlier this year, and it was there.
Well, that's basically why the tournament's there.
Yeah. I saw a Mystic Sparks game. Saw it happen there.
A couple of big old bulls.
Bear Cats texting. So how about we sell all six of these tickets for $4,800 and go party all night? I'll have Lady Beer Cats wear a meat dress if that helps. Thanks, Beer Cats.
Would that help, Iggy?
No, I'm looking forward to seeing the concert.
You wouldn't rather have the 4,800 large?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've got a $1,400 profit margin just sitting here for me, and it's tough to turn that down. You know, I got a tyke now. I got a tyke.
Right. Now, again, that's StubHub, which skyrockets their tickets. Now, if you called StubHub and said, I have two general admission, will you buy them for $800? They're going to say, no. We'll give you $300 for them, and then we'll sell them for $800.
Iggy, general admission tickets are listed for as low as $172, you lying orange-skinned sack of pus.
Hey, come on. Who was that?
Well, why don't you go down a little bit further, and you will see $600, $700, $800, $900.
For the better tickets.
No, the general admission, but you're on the floor, and that's where people want to be for Gaga.
General admission means it's first come, first serve. You scramble to get as close as you can get.
Yeah, I'm waiting for those Citicorp people who had, you could buy tickets early. Tell me how many of you Citicorp people got GA.
Well, let's not be bitter.
I'm not. It's just they were trashing me because I said I have Live Nation is letting me pre-order before they go on sale. Oh, Citicorp's got that too, Iggy. You're not cool. All right. Well, I didn't say I was.
No,
I
you didn't.
Ask how I was getting tickets. And I don't even know what Citicorp is. But go get your tickets in Section 400.
I got to go to the Hot Shots email of the day. I got to. Okay. Remember, hipster Tower Grove South is leading this month. He has never won a month.
No, and he shouldn't ever win a month.
Guys, I think the most famous person that I've ever met would have to be Wayne Gretzky. I saw old 99 at the McKenzie Point post office on Tuesday morning. Told him that I think hockey should be played 4-on-4. He seemed pretty impressed. Thanks. Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Gretzky's got an awful lot of mail. Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Da, 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 da. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a local sportscaster who looked like Jackie O. I would call her. I wish I had Dougie Tuna in the back sends the cat in a 6'4 Impala. Doug, please take that diaper off.
And who was it? That's awful.
Peter Dinklage's third leg.
Awful. Peter Dinklage's third leg. You've been suspended and you've been banned.
He just got banned.
Suspended and banned. Suspended for a period of 2 days' time.
Guys, Plops here. It's going to be a long weekend in St. Louis, probably a tough one. Let us not dwell on those things we cannot agree on, but rather those things that we can. And let those things unite us. For example, Paul Williams was just flat out cute as a button. I mean, he was like a little cabbage patch doll with the voice of an angel. Second, and probably most importantly, we all miss Boof. We can all collectively agree that if she was still regularly appearing in films and on television, the world would be a cuter place. So yeah, see, we all agree on plenty of things. Let's just be friends, and oh, I don't know, maybe not burn the city to the ground. Tee-hee. Okay, thanks, Misty Plops, Community Relations Liaison. That's it. Misty Plops, a community
Misty Plops, Community Relations Liaison.
Morn. Oh, I didn't see you sitting over there. Would you let me order you an order of hand-cut fries? They are seasoned with pink Himalayan sea salt. Oh, you think they're a bit bland, boy. You would like to sop these spuds, boy. Drop the top of those hands. Nope.
No.
It's Tunnels 12,000s, and he's got another a picture of himself.
Right. My word, who is that? And he's topless. Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots suspension logule, 11 locations. And thank you, Wrightsy. Thank you, Wright Business Products, for your ink pen.
Good morning, Tim, Jim, and Jug. And hello, Iggy. I see Tim is taking the Biff approach to gambling. Pick the good team to win. It's specific to this point in the season, and it is winning at a ridiculous rate and has done so for years. So hold on a second. Okay, now you can taste me.
Oh, no.
Also, Tim, check out Post Malone's new jam, 40 Funk. Just a request, next time there's a TMA Live and it's replayed on Friday, the next, can we have a segment of previous emails read? If Swopesodes aren't ready, let's just have a collection of previous emails read. It had to be before Plowsy came along to the program. I like the Peoria Play Baby. He just shoots a load over his Goob 11 friend emails faster than Jay at the thought of Lisa Ann's foot. There were once real men who contributed to the program, not queens like Big Gay Al, that dude from South Park, or Lake St. Louis, men like Justin in Columbia, Bobby with the perm, the West County turkey baster, and funny Uncle Carl's double-sided fleshlight. Preesh, Doug, that comes from the sexy robot.
Let's say a preesh. Sexy robot. Robot.
Guys, I saw Wayne Gretzky at the Shop and Save on Kings Highway buying scratch-offs. It's true. Call my boy Rick. He's the store manager. That is Brian in Arizona.
Okay. Brian in Arizona.
Now they always say congratulations.
I spent all my life not knowing what I want out of life, just chasing my tail. Now, for the first time, I know exactly what I want and who. And that's the damnable misery of it. You see, there's hot, and then there's Doug Vaughn hot. And that's the tough part of listening to the show, while guys flirt with him via the text line. So White Collar Gangster, Corky the Clown, and Hipster Tower Grove South, I'm begging you, friends. Don't take Doug, he's all I got. P.S. I'd like to announce I'll be leaving Facebook with prayers needed, but I can't say why. That comes from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
And that's it. We have that. That's the mission. What you got, little mushroom? What you got, little lady?
I kind of like that line right there at the end by Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic.
I agree with you. That's what's going to win it. He doesn't win often. He's rock solid. He's always there.
Right.
You know, he's kind of the Cleveland Browns of the Email of the Day contest. You know they're going to be there.
Right.
They're just not going to win much. Mm-hmm. But you like them.
Right. Nice uniform, bad helmet.
Right. And congratulations. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has just shipped a Hot Shots Email of the Day. Frank Cusimano's up next. It's the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino press box that comes your way next here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. The cat had to jet early for his Cardinal baseball responsibilities. And we will shut it down now. Frank's coming up next. Hollywood Casino press box. Lion's Choice. Delicious treats. Get some Lion's Choice this weekend.
That's the sound for it's tasty.
Right.
Okay.
I might Robin feed some to my tyke. I think at 3 weeks you can
don't
start feeding.
Don't do that to a child.
I think the plowboy says you can.
You can't.
For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.